a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Time. We are on the first Thursday of the month of June. June is busting out all over, as the song so tells us, from that wonderful Wild Way of Broadway, which is opening up again soon. Can't wait, with all sorts of old and new offerings. It's nice that the world is kind of moving back to a semi-normalcy, so to speak. But on the first Thursday of the month, we always have none other than Matt Connerton from Matt Connerton Unleashed. You can be hearing Matt from 4 to 6, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time at WMNH 95.3. If you're not in the Manchester, New Hampshire area, you can go to mattconnerton.com. Through there, you can tune in, listen to Matt live. You can be part of his discussion. But today, if you'd like to be part of the discussion on the Dr. Kevin Show with Matt and I, you may do so by dialing 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. This first Thursday, we kind of talk about what's going on in the world. A lot of Matt's show kind of looks at what's going on in the world, especially in the area of politics, but not exclusively in politics. And we like to have Matt come in and kind of share the wealth with the Dr. Kevin audience once a month. We couldn't take it more than once a month because, you know, I always have to recover after talking about politics. You know, it's several days of bathing and, you know, having to take things, enemics to, you know, throw up the bile from, you know, that which we call politics. But it's always fun to have Matt here. Matt, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, you know. I got all sorts of fun things going on in my garden. I got three different kinds of roses in full blooms. I got irises all over the place. My roadies are truly spectacular. And I've been putting so much things into the garden, I'm going to see if I can get qualified as a farm this year. So life is good.
Gardening, doesn't that involve, like, don't you get, like, dirt on yourself and stuff or something? You got to put your hands in dirt?
Honey, if you didn't like putting your hands in dirt, you wouldn't be doing a show 5 days a week about politics.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. That's true.
There ain't nothing dirtier on the planet than politics.
That's true.
Uh-huh. See? I just would like to play with the dirt that's going to give me cucumbers and tomatoes and beets and green beans and, you know, things I can actually ingest. Things that taste good and don't upset my stomach, unlike politics, which oftentimes does.
Jenny's gotten really into that too, into gardening. She has our porch is she's growing a lot of different kinds of things on it. She really loves it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I've been trying to do the gardens on the house for a while. I mean, it's been at least a year and a half to 2 years since you've been to my house in Nashua.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've put in lilacs in the back, blueberry bushes on one side, strawberry raspberry bushes on the other. So, I mean, I've been doing stuff right along. But this year, I don't know if it's because of the pandemic, I really got this push to really want to, like, up my game. Because I have so much free time, as we all know. Anyway, yeah. So before we jump into the big world, tell me what is new and exciting going on Matt Connerton, on IPM Nation, on the world, the Matthew world. Tell me what's going on exciting and new in the Matthew world.
Well, you know, as far as IPM Nation, we're actually, we continue to add new programming, but we also, we're getting ready to, and the goal is to do it this summer, we're going to be launching our new online selling platform. You know, and we've in the past, you know, we've had stores on other sites like eBay and Amazon and so forth. But we're going to be launching our own selling platform on IPM Nation, and we're going to open it up to third-party sellers. So people who are people who want to sell on a site, they don't want to build their own site, but they have products to sell. They'll be able to do it on IPM Nation if they, you know, if they're looking for an alternative to say Amazon or eBay or so forth. So we're excited about that. It's a hell of a lot of work. So I also have been very, very busy, and I ingest massive amounts of caffeine to try to get it all done. But so that's going to be so we're going to be moving into the next phase of that very soon. So that's going to be happening over the summer. So IPM Nation will be, you know, not only a content provider and so forth, but we're also going to really be going hard into the into online retail. So that's one of the things that's happening there. And as far as the show, Matt Connerton Unleashed, you know, it continues to grow. We continue to meet new and interesting characters and callers, and we got added to another station too. We're on a station called Raw Talk Radio that also carries us now, because we're trying to syndicate to different online stations and potentially terrestrial stations as well. Although for terrestrial radio, my show can be a little bit of a hard sell, because conservative political talk shows are what really carry the day on terrestrial radio, and I'm certainly not a conservative. So, but there are some other online radio stations and media content providers that we're talking to. So we continue to you know, just kind of expand. I mean, it's already on all the major podcast platforms, but it is a live show, so we try to get as much live interaction as possible. So, so that continues to grow as well. So, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good.
Yeah, we're getting ready to take, we played with it a little bit on the last Laughing, Loving, and Alive podcast. And we're hopping, we're trying out StreamYard.
Yes, I'm familiar with StreamYard, yes.
Yeah, and I like the way you can tie it up to a lot of platforms simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing the Laughing, Loving, and Alive on StreamYard, which is kind of us feeling like we're moving that show up a little bit to the next level, because it gives us a bigger footprint.
We should probably, Dr. Kevin, just clarify for listeners who have no idea. StreamYard allows you to stream video content to multiple platforms at once, Facebook, YouTube, et cetera. So just for people who don't know what we're talking about.
Do people ever know what we're talking about? I think that's awfully brassy of you.
I'd like to think so, but yeah, you know, who knows?
yeah, I think it is Twitch, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. They're working on Instagram, and they're mm-hmm. on Periscope, but Periscope went belly up.
But yeah, Periscope's gone, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that Twitter's got to be replacing Periscope with something.
You would think so. You would think so.
Yeah.
We have someone who calls my show from New York City, this gentleman named Crazy Joe. And when I first met Crazy Joe, he was doing a show on Periscope, strictly on Periscope. But, you know, Periscope was already on their way out, and he didn't know it. And, you know, people would be like, what, like, some people didn't even know what Periscope was. So Periscope dying was probably the best thing that could have happened to him, because it's forced him to kind of figure something else out.
Well, I was doing Periscope stuff, I think in the first year it was launched.
Yeah.
I was doing Periscope stuff. I was doing the talk back when I was, doing the store, Shaman's Dream, and I would do talks from the store, and I would do Periscope on it, and I was trying to build, and then it just didn't seem to like keep up. And
yeah.
Twitter is an animal in of itself as far as social media platforms go. But that'll be interesting how it falls out. So
what do you, by the way, so what do you, I can't believe we've never discussed this, but what, when you're seeing clients, because you must use some sort of application for that, right? When you're online with clients.
So when I am online with clients, I mean, I do the majority of my clients first by phone, second by in person. There are still a few clients I do in person. And then third is Zoom.
Okay.
I get a Zoom advanced account because I was teaching classes and doing the expo stuff. And I'm going to have to figure out if it makes sense, because we've been doing Laughing, Loving, and Alive on Zoom and simulcasting it through FaceTime Live. But it has a lot of quirkiness to it that we didn't really like. Like it was never seamless.
Yeah. Yeah.
And StreamYard seems to make it more seamless at first glance.
Oh yeah. Yeah. StreamYard makes it, I've just dabbled with it. I've never really gotten into it, but yeah, I guess that's the idea with StreamYard, is it just makes it very, very simple for you when you kind of set it and forget it. So you're not having to connect to all these different platforms at once. It just does that for you. No, I was just curious about how you see clients, because I, and like I said, it's funny that this has never come up in our discussions, but, as you know, listeners might not know, but I'm, in addition to being a radio host, I'm a hypnotherapist, and I help people to quit smoking and lose weight and deal with phobias and all that kind of thing. And of course, I see a lot of clients now who have, or I have been seeing clients for the past year, who have been affected very much by the pandemic and all the mental and emotional harm and dealing with all of that. And, but I stopped, 100%, I stopped seeing clients in person, and I did something that, I had to adapt. I started using a website called doxy.me, which you might be familiar with. I don't know if you've heard of it, but I found out about it because, Jenny's doctors, that's what her therapist uses, I should say. Yeah, I think her doctor uses Zoom, but Jenny sees a therapist and she uses doxy.me. So I started using that to see my clients online, and I was surprised. I always knew it was an option to do sessions online, but I had resisted for years. It was in person or nothing. And then the pandemic forced me to adapt, and, it actually works out pretty well. I don't think I'm going to reopen an office. I think I'm just going to continue doing them online. And the clients actually like it. They get to just stay home, and, it's great.
So I've been doing phone work with clients, and as you may remember, a year and a half after I opened my first full-time practice, I went on the road for 2.5 years, and all of my clients had no choice but to, that wanted to continue to work with me, but work with me on phone,
right?
And I've always, there was a period where I would do some clients on Skype. And so, I've had Skype clients and phone clients, but I've had clients that I've taken through a whole process. People say, how long is the spiritual coaching and counseling process? And I'm kind of like, well, it depends on how much you want to get done and what your tolerance level is. We're going to change, I'm going to change shit in your life, and you're going to have to adjust to it. And you're going to have to be going out into life and living life in a different way, in a way that's more authentic, more empowered. But it doesn't mean that you've arrived. It means you've just got to a different place in your journey, because a real process takes time, and you come back to it sometimes 2, 3, 4 times, because we can only do so much healing at once. And then we have to get on with the living of life, and we have to readjust, and we have to settle in, and we have to get comfortable. And you know, I talk to my clients all the time about the spiral of healing. And so you think you've completely resolved an issue, and then suddenly a client will call, you know, I mean, I have clients that have, that call me, that started with me 30, 31 years ago on Middle Street in Portsmouth, that still every 3, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever, will call and say, I've hit a bump. Can we do work for a little bit? And so I have clients whose kids I work with now that are adults.
Yeah.
That I remember when they were, you know, I remember going to this client's house and meeting their 3 little kids, and, you know, and one was still in diapers. And now I've worked with 2 of those 3 kids as adults. Because when they knew they needed to get help, I was the person they thought about. I was the person that helped, you know, helped the parents. And which now makes me feel incredibly old. but so I've never had that limitation. And psychic work has, you know, psychic work is easy to do over the phone because I go into an altered state. And I think that sometimes, I mean, some people miss, and I allowed a few people, it was a select number, and I would always check in intuitively and make sure that they were clear, I was clear, I was safe, Jeff was safe, they were safe, and I would let them come that day. Because some of the intense medical intuitive work and healing work that I do, people, there are some people that just really need it in person.
Sure.
But I have people that I've done the exact same work with, and I've had clients I've taken through a whole process that I've never met. If I bumped in on the street, I would not know them.
Yeah.
They live in Madrid, or they live in London, or they live, you know, in Maui, and I've never met them. And they heard about me, and somebody recommended me or whatever, and they started working with me, and I might work with them for 12 or 18 months. Never met them. Don't even know what they look like.
Yeah.
That's wild. It doesn't stop the process. So, I mean, I don't ever see myself having an office space again. I don't want the overhead.
Yeah.
I don't want the upkeep. I don't want somebody that has to staff and man the thing. But I think that this is part of the positive side of the pandemic.
Got to find those silver linings where we can.
And speaking of silver linings, we'll be right back to see if we can turn these silver linings into some gold. Texas tea.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. This is the first Thursday of the month. And as always on the first Thursday of the month, I have Matt Connerton from Matt Connerton Unleashed. You can hear more of Matt Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 95.3 MNH, WMNH, out of the Manchester, New Hampshire area. Or you can go to mattconnerton.com or ipmnation.com, and you can go in and be part of his conversation, listen to the show live. Either call in or type in questions or comments. And of the conversation. If you'd like to be...
Is that really... okay. Am I still on? I'm live. Okay. Well, everyone, we lost Dr. Kevin, but he's calling back in. So we need to scold him for walking in the woods. Are you in the woods?
No, I don't think it has to do with walking into the woods. I think it has to do with Mercury retrograde, but I'm not walking in the woods yet. Why?
Oh, good. Okay. Well, because we lost you. We thought you were in the woods.
I could be in the woods. But anyways, so I don't
dare walk in the woods. Have you seen Blair Witch Project?
Oh, don't worry, Maddie. I'll hold your hand. I'll keep you safe. If you'd like to be part of today's conversation, you can do so by calling 202-570-7057. So, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what's a good day of the week. I know you always say anytime, but you know,
yes. You
have certain things that go on certain days. I've got some exciting things that are coming out because, you know, my new app is coming out this summer. And I want to come on and talk about it. Yeah.
Tell me something about it now. I'm curious.
Yes, well, I am happy to do so. But I've got a few different things coming up and going on, and so I thought I'd come in and take a chair hang out with you. And so I'm going to tell you about the app in a second, but tell me, is there a day that you're less likely to be filled with crazies that I'm going to have to, like, sit there and not get a word in edgewise like happens sometimes?
Oh, it's hard to avoid the crazies, but we'll make it happen.
Okay, so I am releasing a My Dr. Kevin app, and it's going to be blending all of my worlds into a single app. So if you go on to it, you're going to be able to access my poetry corners. And you can get links and buy any one or all five of my poetry books that are available through Amazon.com. You will are going to have my spiritual books. You're going to have access to my talk in the tea with Dr. K. Like this last month, I talked about conflict and be wary of gurus. So I'm going to be loading it up with a lot of different video, audio, and written content that I have that covers. I'm going to be having some stuff on business. And besides the fact that it's going to have what is your GPA, which is your greatness potential actualized, where are you to actualizing your potential test, which is currently on the My Dr. Kevin website where people can answer it and answer the questions and get and get access to information or one of three free ebooks if they sign up on my mailing list that I have out. And, you know, and there's always been, as long as you've known me, there's always been the diversity issue. Because, like, if you go to my Dr. Kevin and you say, okay, well, I want one of the free ebooks that, that you get, it's not a free, you have, you can go to Amazon and buy it. But if you want to get it free, I say it like it's just free. You can go buy it if you'd like, but it may be, you know, it may be the book on ADD. It may be the business book. Or it may be the inspirational motivational book, because those are three completely different topics and three completely different areas, all of which I work on. So I am also glad to announce that I have figured out how to permanently relaunch the Dr. Kevin Rainbow.
What is, I'm sorry, what is it?
So it is a, there are 12 questions that either you answer as an adult, or if you have a child, you can answer it for the child. And it tells you what shade you are on the Dr. Kevin Rainbow, on the Dr. Kevin ADD Rainbow.
Oh, okay.
There are 64 shades on the rainbow. And once you get that, you get a, it's a 1.5-page like kind of overview about your shade. And then if you choose, you can purchase the report, which is running about 26 or 27 pages.
Wow.
Of information. I mean, I put this all together with my years of experience of working with ADD, how to individualize, how to like break it out. This, you know, and I say this all the time, and I've been, you know, doing a lot of stuff on Clubhouse, and I've been talking there, and I've been, I just got invited to do an ADD, ADHD, to be one of the featured speakers at a series out of Toronto on ADD and ADHD. I just got interviewed on somebody else's podcast who used StreamYard, which is how I found out about it. And they had me on StreamYard. And she's actually been sending me, she's been forwarding me the feedback she's been getting about from people since this interview went out. But you know, we have these people, we have a lot of people out there, and they have the solution for their kind of ADD. And what works on their kind of ADD may be a miserable fail for somebody else's kind of ADD. And so with the Dr. Kevin Rainbow, you fall into the eight colors, and each eight colors has eight shades within the color that delineates it out to give you usable, helpful insight and information on eating and structuring and parenting if you get to one for the child, or how to support the loved one in your life with ADD. So that app is coming out sometime this summer.
Oh, very good. Very good. Congratulations.
Yep. It now makes me think that I may have to follow it up and change the order of books I'm trying to get out. Because I was, my science fiction book will definitely come out this year. And two, if not three, of my poetry books will definitely come out this year. I was trying to get the sequel fantasy fiction book out this year to the one that I got out last year, so the second book in the series, but that may not happen till next year, because I'm thinking that it may be time for me to get out my ADD, Managing the Gift of Your ADD Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
About, because there seems to be a shifting wave in my practice that is taking me towards the land of ADD. Again, you know, I've been on this shore many times before.
Yes.
And then I get a little tired of the shore, and I get in my little rowboat, my little kayak, and I kayak over to Medical Intuitive, and I kayak over to, you know, Inner Child Trauma, and I kayak over to Business Consulting, and I kayak over to channeling, and, you know, so anyways, yeah, so there's a lot of exciting things coming up, and I want to get it closer to when the app is actually launched so I can send people to it. I'm not sure of the launch date, but I know that it's going to happen finally. So I thought this is the perfect excuse for me to take an afternoon off from my clients and come in and sit in the chair and chat about the app and the different opportunities and the different possibilities.
Absolutely. No, I would love it. Definitely.
So we should at some point, since we usually do, what has been the hot political topics on Matt Connerton over the last month?
Well, you know, I mean, we continue to talk about the pandemic and, you know, there's a lot to be optimistic about. I don't think we're going to get to herd immunity, but unfortunately, because there's in some states where they just can't get people to want to be vaccinated, although we're doing very well with it in the Northeast, that's for sure. But, you know, the show, I think overall, because largely because of that, has taken on a more optimistic tone. I think that for a long time, over the past year, I've been pretty cynical. But, you know,
yes, you have.
Yeah. But, you know, we still talk about Trump, and occasionally I'll have a listener or someone who is a guest on the show will say to me, you know, why do you still talk about Trump? And obviously we don't talk about Trump nearly as much as we used to because he's no longer the president, but he is still the most important, most powerful, most popular person in the Republican Party. And assuming he can stay out of prison, he will, and assuming his health holds up, he will probably be the Republican nominee in 2024. And, you know, of course, now there's all this crazy stuff out there about, and some of the reporting says he's the one who's spreading this, actually, that he's going to be reinstated as president in August and they're going to kick Biden out. And, you know, it's so crazy. It would be funny were it not for the fact that sometimes this craziness, as we saw on January 6th, or even prior to January 6th, when a bunch of hillbillies in Michigan tried to kidnap the governor, it's actually not so funny because it has real world consequences and sometimes violence ensues. But yeah, I mean, this crazy stuff is still out there. Sidney Powell claiming that there's something in the Constitution that allows Trump to retake power in August, and just bizarre stuff that continues to be out there. And I don't know if you saw this, but today, former Vice President Mike Pence is visiting New Hampshire. And of course, there's only one reason why politicians come to New Hampshire, because we are the first in the nation primary. So when you see them coming in the spring and summer after a presidential election, it's because they're jockeying for position for 2024. And I don't know what Mike Pence is thinking. I mean, his political career is over as far as I'm concerned. I mean, his own party hates him. They wanted to hang him on January 6th because he could not just magically award the election to Trump. You know, so there's a lot. There's a lot to talk about. And some of it, sadly, pathetically, in many ways, still does revolve around Donald Trump. So we still talk about him a lot on the show, you know, but we talk about a lot of the good things that are happening in terms of the pandemic as well, as we work our way out of it. And I think we're going to have a pretty normal looking summer, which is wonderful. It's boy, we've come a long way since this time last year. That's for sure.
Well, Trump because he was putting out some kind of blog or something, and it just got yanked yesterday.
Speaking of social media, as we were earlier, yes, Trump's blog site, from the desk, what was it, from the desk of Donald J. Trump, it's already already failed.
Yep.
But which, by the way, it's very sad for me because, and I'm not kidding when I say this, I was going to live on the air. I just hadn't gotten around to it yet. I was going to sign up for it and maybe do one of my infamous dramatic readings of some of his rantings live on air. But sadly, that opportunity has slipped through my fingers.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
I'm sure the clown hasn't left the circus yet. He'll give you another opportunity for something.
No doubt.
I have faith.
Me too.
So, where are you guys weighing in? How aggressive is Biden going to get? Because, you know, Joe, old Joe from West Virginia, was swearing there'd be enough integrity, there'd be 10 Republicans that had enough integrity to approve the January 6th commission, and it didn't happen. There was only 4.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Kristen Cinema, I don't know if I'm pronouncing
Cinema
that right. Cinema.
Yeah, from Arizona.
They're holding off on the elimination of the filibuster, but you ain't never going to see the Voting Rights Act, the Voters Rights Act, or a few other key things passed, because as we know, the Republicans are just obstructionists unless they get rid of the filibuster, because you're not romancing enough of the Republicans that they'll go against Mitch asking them for a personal favor. As a personal favor for me, vote against the commission.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Democrats also have a problem because, as you alluded to, in the Senate, Kyrsten Sinema and, of course, Joe Manchin, who's, barely a Democrat.
Well, he is from West Virginia. Okay,
yeah.
We will be back for our final segment of the Dr. Kevin Show right after this. Remember, you can call in at 206.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
So, welcome back to the last episode of the Dr. Kevin Show. We're on with Matt Connerton. You can find out more at mattconnerton.com about Matt Connerton, or tune into his daily show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMNH 95.3. If you're in the Manchester, New Hampshire area, or on mattconnaughton.com or ipmnation.com. You can catch it being live streamed and still be part of Matt's conversation. Or you can call Matt right now and talk to him or me at 202-570-7057. So Biden's making noise. He's losing patience with the Republican shenanigans, and he's willing to ratchet up everything at his disposal to make these things happen. Do you think that that's an empty threat, or do you think that he's really going to try to put some pressure down?
Well, he's going to have to. I mean, he's only got 2 years to get things done because, you know, in the 2022 midterms, the Republicans are going to pick up seats, most likely. That's typically what happens historically. So, you know, he's fighting the clock. So yes, I do think he's going to start to ratchet up the pressure. I think he's going to have to give up on the dream of bipartisanship. It's just not going to happen. And I think Republicans are afraid to cooperate with much of anything because they fear that it will hurt them. And, you know, you're going into the midterms and they can't, they certainly can't risk doing anything that upsets their messiah, Donald Trump, because that will upset the base. So, no, I think the Republicans will proceed as they have. And yes, I think Biden is going to have to, really start getting tough.
So we have the voters' rights. We have the infrastructure bill, which is very popular among Americans from everything I see, unless I'm just getting smoke blown up in my skirt. But the American people want jobs creation.
Yes.
They want their roads and their bridges fixed. They want these things taken care of. And the Republican base is shrinking. It's at an all-time low. How much lower can it go and not start to have that show up in its representation? Thoughts?
I don't know if... I mean, the Republican base may be shrinking, but, you know, 75 million people voted for Donald Trump. So I think the base has some room to shrink and still be very powerful. I mean, the Republicans have clearly given up on any idea of, you know, used to hear about how they wanted to be a big tent party, you know, and have room for people of different stripes, different degrees of conservatism within the party, but that's gone. Now it's, you know, you need to pledge allegiance to Trump. And if you're not loyal to Trump, then there is no room for you in the Republican Party, and they don't want to argue with you about it. They just don't want you there.
Well, so that does make it the big tent party. It's like the big tent, like Barnum and Bailey, or, you know,
it's the
circus big tent, and the clown is Donnie the clown, and, you know. So, I mean, I guess in some odd, twisted way, they got their wish.
Yeah, true.
What do you think about what the Texas Democrats did?
Yeah, so, I admire that. You know, they walked out to prevent a vote that would gut voting rights in Texas, as the Republicans are trying to do in several states to make voting harder. I think it's, you know, and I haven't looked at it today. I don't know if there's an update on this, but I know that Governor Greg Abbott in Texas was threatening to, basically freeze the funding for the legislature in Texas, which there's some debate about whether or not he has any actual legal right to do that. And many have suggested that he has no power to do that, and it's an empty threat. And even if he could do it, it would affect not only Democrats, but Republicans. He'd be punishing everybody. But I thought what the Democrats did was courageous and good for them. Good for them for, you know, I mean, you know, they're worried in Texas because for the first time in generations, there was actually a concern about Texas turning blue in the presidential election. You know, it was always pretty unlikely to happen, but just that it was even a worry for Republicans in Texas is quite remarkable. You know, so they're scared. Republicans all over are scared. You know, that's why they continue to cling to the big lie that there was all this election fraud, even though there's no evidence that. I shouldn't say that because in Pennsylvania, they did actually find a couple of instances of voter fraud. Turns out they were Trump voters, but it turns out voter fraud is real. Apparently, they were Trump voters. But no, I commend what those Democrats in Texas did.
So, what do you think about what the Republicans are doing with gerrymandering right here in the state of New Hampshire? Are they going to redo it and basically guarantee that Chris Pappas cannot get reelected because they're going to gerrymander his district so much that he's only going to have a majority of very conservative people voting in it? Is it true?
Yeah.
Is it blown up? Is it out of proportion? What do you think?
Well, from what I understand, so I haven't had a chance to look at this very closely yet, but I am aware of it because somebody else had brought it up on my show yesterday. So I'm very concerned about that. We haven't seen, you know, in some states, gerrymandering, you know, and it's usually Republicans who do this. In some states, gerrymandering is fairly common. There was one state, might have been California, I'm not sure, but I know there's at least one state where every single year the districts get redrawn. We have seen very little of that here in New Hampshire, so this would be unusual. But it is a real threat. It could happen. It could happen. But, you know, I don't want to see any of that going on, but I can see it happening, sure. And they're embarrassed, too, by the way. The Republicans here are embarrassed that Biden did as well as he did. And a lot of Republicans here are unhappy with our governor, even though he is a Republican. They don't like that he took the pandemic seriously, and they resent him for that.
So what do you think makes, because New Hampshire went fully Republican majority for its governor and both houses for state level and elected Democrats to the national level. What's up with that?
It's a great question. Well, I think, you know, in terms of the presidential election, I think the last time we went blue was 2000, if I'm not mistaken. I think the last time we went red was 2000, if I'm not mistaken. George W. Bush, I believe, carried New Hampshire in 2000, and then we've been blue for every presidential election since. So I know people think we're still a swing state, you know, surrounded by blue states, but I think we've pretty much assimilated into the rest of the Northeast, and I think we're a blue state, although I'd rather we still be perceived as a swing state, because that way we get that little bit of extra attention that we wouldn't get otherwise. But I think, you know, in terms of the top of the ticket, I think there's a through line to be drawn through the fact that Joe Biden, the Democrat, did very well in New Hampshire, won very handily for the presidency, and the Republican governor, Chris Sununu, also did very well and won handily for the governorship. And I think the through line is these are both people who were taking the pandemic very seriously. And again, this is why, you know, Chris Sununu, a Republican who actually believes in science and apparently believes in protecting public health. And a lot of people in his own party, in the Republican Party, are upset with him about that. And they've been trying to undermine him. They've tried to take his emergency powers away so he could no longer, make on the spot regulations regarding COVID and this and that. But I think, you know, what he and Joe Biden have in common is I think what this has shown is New Hampshire, the electorate in New Hampshire takes COVID seriously. And I think that probably carries over to our Senate, delegation in Congress. But it is interesting. Yeah. I mean, we have, you know, our congressional delegation is all Democrats, but our legislature and our governor are Republicans. But you know, we're not as conservative a state as we used to be either. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, New Hampshire was considered a very conservative state. We still have a lot of people in our legislature who are very conservative, very conservative. But we also have a lot of moderate Democrats. I don't think we have a lot of really leftist, for lack of a better term, Democrats. But we have a lot of moderate Democrats here in New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire we like a lot of moderates. I think we like moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats. That's where I think New Hampshire is now. But Chris Sununu may be challenging Jean Shaheen for her Senate seat, which will be very interesting. I think that can go either way. But that's the rumor, is that he's going to move on and challenge her for the Senate. I think he could win another term as governor if he wanted to, but it doesn't sound like that's his plan. So we'll see. Very interesting to see. But yeah, when I was a kid, New Hampshire was very conservative. It would be all Republican, you know?
Oh, yes. I remember I was a kid in New Hampshire. But yeah, on the other side of news, before we run out of time, Londonderry, I think it's June 21st, so you could check. Londonderry is having its first Pride Parade. And it's Pride Celebration Day, which Londonderry has traditionally been seen as a more conservative, less open town. I mean, you have Pride Parades. I don't know who's doing it this year because, you know, the pandemic, they all canceled last year. But, you know, you have a Pride Parade in Manchester and you have one in Nashua. And, of course, you have one in Portsmouth. And I think there's one in Keene. And there's one in Concord, but those are all pretty predictable places. And Londonderry is kind of a surprise to me. And I was like happy to hear that. Had you heard that?
I hadn't heard that about Londonderry. I know that here in Manchester, it's actually, yeah, they're doing Pride the same day as Juneteenth. So it's all going to be on June 19th is going to be a very, very busy day here in Manchester. In fact, the Hopknot, is the primary sponsor of my show, Matt Connerton Unleashed, they're going to be doing a lot there. For both Pride and for Juneteenth this year. And it's pretty exciting to see. I love it.
So I don't know how. So I don't know if the 21st, what is that? What day of the week is the 19th?
It's a Saturday, I think.
Okay.
I think it's Saturday.
So it must be the 20th, not the 21st, because no one's going to do a Pride Parade and a celebration day on a Monday.
Right, right.
So, did you hear about, and we're probably going to get cut off on this story, but, you know, Biden made a big deal of going down to Tulsa on the 100th anniversary of the Black Wall Street Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was going to be an awareness concert and I think a concert to raise money and stuff like this. And they had to cancel it because they got so many death and violent threats from white supremacists that if they showed up in town, that they would basically run them out of town and burn them out. And they let them get away with it. They canceled the event. They capitulated. And
yeah.
What's wrong with that picture?
It sucks. Although, if it makes you feel any better, my Republican friends, at least the ones who still speak to me, they tell me that there is no racism anymore. So there's that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if you just ignore it, it's not there.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this whole thing on critical race theory, which nobody is actually teaching in school. It's not even actually being taught in college.
Yeah.
And so many people are misrepresenting and trying to make it a stalking horse to play on ignorant people's fear. And I'm going to say ignorant. I don't know if they're stupid. They could be stupid, but they're ignorant and they're taking it at face value. Because with just 2 minutes of research, they would find out that no one is trying to teach this in a school system.
Right.
Matt.
Yes.
I will be seeing you in July, if not before.
Wonderful.
But I know I will see you in the first Thursday of July to come play here again on the Dr. Kevin Show. Thank you for coming as always. Give my love to Jenny.
I will. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody.